Simple.
Happy Tuesday, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah, J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody? It's all going down this weekend in Detroit. Take five. Watch out there now. What up, Simalula? Later.
4th of July weekend is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. This is the big one.
Woo-hoo. Don't go to Roland's house.
Oh, Lord. Too many regulars. Can't bring hot dogs.
Can't bring hot dogs.
Gotta wear this. Can't dance like that.
Okay. Don't go over there.
And
don't
nobody can talk trash like Roland.
Oh, my God.
Don't go to Uncle Roro's house, okay?
He's so serious about it.
Ain't nobody have hot dogs.
Yeah, I ain't gonna have hot dogs.
Barbecue?
I don't want nobody to have no fun. Every year.
Don't bring no sparklers over here. No damn sparklers over here.
Those aren't fireworks.
Oh, my God. The mean uncle.
You can't come over here and have a neck on my holiday.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Sam. Well, that's a good one, Sam. I'm surprised at you, Sam. Its turn is finally taking effect. I'm so proud.
I am not. I apologize. I don't know where that came from.
My little girl has grown up.
I have no idea.
You finally grew up.
You know he's up. He heard it, Sam.
Nah, see, come over here with a neck.
I'm sorry, Roland. I don't know where that came from.
That's my baby.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm welling up.
You're so silly.
Who's going to Essence? All the ladies are getting ready to go to Essence, Sim, huh?
And the fellas.
Nah, not real players.
If you want to, take your ass down there.
If you got nothing to hide, fellas, do not go to Essence.
Fellas, do not.
Players and playettes. That's not the place, okay?
It is not the place.
You think it is?
You're going to run into some people. And
social media is not always friendly.
And they're going to send. Oh, my God.
Players and players.
But if you got nothing to hide.
And who doesn't have something to hide?
Who doesn't have something to hide?
A lot of us. Got nothing to hide?
Who in the hell don't have nothing to hide?
What? Who has nothing to hide? There are a lot of us.
Did you say us, Sim? Now, you know you can't go to Essence.
There are certain cities, Tom, still to this day I cannot travel to. That is true. But,
I know.
But New Orleans is one where, you know, you drop in for
you know, wherever I go, and people always... If I'm at a festival or event in the weekend and I'm by myself, they always ask, where's Jay? Where's Sybil? And I tell them, I said, the real players and playettes can't come to events like this.
Certain cities, you're absolutely right.
I mean, there's so many people that you could run into.
There are states.
So many phones that can take cameras. Yeah. I mean, can take pictures.
Players and playettes, I'm here to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
It sounded like a good idea.
At the time.
Right? At the time.
And then?
Did you go down to New Orleans if you want to? Yeah.
And then?
About, I got nothing to hide. You'll find out what you need to hide.
Say, hell ain't got nothing to hide.
Well, look who's here.
Wow.
Let's take a selfie.
That text come in so fast. I thought you wasn't going to Essence.
Thought you was your mama's for the holiday.
Well, I thought you was over at Roland's having a barbecue.
Oh yeah, look at you with the neck. Wow. You couldn't go. Okay.
Yeah, what's the weather supposed to be in New Orleans?
Hot.
Well, of course. Hot. Yeah.
In New Orleans. Rain.
Of course.
Making it more sticky than normal.
Of course.
Yeah, rain every day. Just sticky. Ooh, I like it.
That's hot fun in the summertime.
Yep. Bad news. Mary J. Blige has got hit up with another lien, tax lien. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mary. Mary J. Blige, tax lien for the state of New Jersey. She owes $166,292.77. She just settled a lien for $900,000 with New Jersey in 2014. Now she's back on the hook. And she owes the IRS $3.4 million.
Wow.
Who's a business manager?
I don't think we.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Her business manager is her husband.
Well, he probably doesn't handle he handles her events and her dates and stuff. I don't think that he's the one that's handling.
Oh, the business manager is Ron Wesley Snipes.
That's just Snipes.
Ron. Wesley Snipes. Man, Mary, come on now. Let's see. Player. Suge Knight has, I think he got one this time. He says, you saw this? Okay. Suge Knight always got a problem, right? He's a victim. Suge Knight is going to sue Chris Brown because when Suge Knight went to the club, Chris Brown's party, he got shot seven times. And he says that's Chris Brown's fault. So that he got shot seven times. So he's the victim, and now Suge Knight is suing Chris Brown. Hey, he's tried falling out. He's tried
fainting.
He's tried everything.
And this is on the basis that Chris and the club owners did not provide the proper security at the club where all of this went down. This is at One Oak in Hollywood.
Knowing that he was coming, they needed more security, huh?
Yeah, you're right. If that's the case, the Tupac family should be suing Suge Knight. That didn't work out. That didn't work out good. Well, with riding with Suge.
Well, now that's a consideration.
Okay. But Suge is currently in jail.
He's already
waiting
in
trial for murder.
Suge's not getting out.
He's trying everything, though, isn't he?
Yeah. What is it? Orange is the new fat or something like that. I don't know. He ain't getting his fat ass out of jail. Good try, Suge.
Okay, but when he does get out.
Oh, these jokes will not be flowing as easy.
Sip, I don't think he's ever getting out.
No, I
don't. You really think he's getting out?
Stranger things have happened, Tom. But in Suge's case, who knows? It's just always so bizarre. His situation.
Well, when he does get out, I know a 3-foot barber that will knock his ass out again.
Chad Ochocinco is behind in his child support. His baby mama says he owes her $5,200 back payment from April payment that he didn't make. And when they called Chad said $5,000. That's it. All she had to do was call like normal people.
Yeah, I don't think that was the problem, her just calling.
His
child, she never calls him.
$5,000 a month?
It's Chad Ochocinco.
You need to call Chad Ochocinco.
You mean to tell me
if you want your money?
This woman,
if you want your money?
This woman has called. How many times has he changed his phone number not to get her call? Come on now.
I don't know that, but he never got a call.
Yeah, sure. That man lies the way most people breathe. Come on now. He's headbutting his wife. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
which one
loser.
Did you do most? Change his number or change his name? Because they changed that a lot.
You know that
maybe
woman.
Maybe she was calling the wrong person.
Nah. She called the wrong person.
Oh,
she called
the
Chad
other
Johnson.
Yeah, right.
Chad Johnson. Right.
$5,200 back payment.
Okay, well, now you got the information. Do you have the money?
Yeah,
how about that? Okay, now you know I need my money. How about now? See?
No.
I'm talking about she didn't call. All you had to do is call.
He ain't got that kind of money.
And that's why he can't go to Essence.
He's so good,
that's what I'm talking about right there.